Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Pei Hey. We're holding on Daf Pei Dalet on base, three lines from the end of the page. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Today's share is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander and honored his wife and children. And Leland Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom, the Nisham Mishav and Aliyah. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shir. So we're going to talk about today is first we're going to discuss about the Isra of Ha'ala'a Bachutz, that you're not allowed to be mala a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash. But what if the carbon was already ruined because you shechted it at night in the Beis HaMikdash? So is there still a violation of Ha'ala'a Bachutz? Then the Gemara is going to talk about if Emurim go on the Mizbeach before the Zrika. Normally the Emurim belong on the Mizbeach, but only after you do the Zrika's Dam. So what if you jump the gun and you put the Emurim on the Mizbeach before the Zrika? Do they come down from the Mizbeach? And also, are they subject to Mi'ila? Normally, Mi'ila only kicks in once you do the Zrika Sadam. And the Gemara is going to discuss, is there a difference between Kachay Kachim versus Kachim Kalim? So Ula is going to have a statement about this, and the Gemara is going to have three rayas to Ula's Shita, and that's going to take most of Amud Aleph and some of Amud Beis, that whole discussion. Then the Gemara is going to discuss which kinds of Bali Mumin does Rabbi Akiva say are not Yore. That Rabbi Akiva said that the Mishnah said that Rabbi Akiva's Machshir B'Bali Mumin, that a Balmum that was brought on the Mizbeach, leave it there. Is that true of every Balmum, or is it only certain types of Mumin and not other types of Mumin? Then the Gemara is going to discuss, is there such a thing is a psul nirva by an oaf. We know by a behema that a roveya and a nirva is a psul carbon. What about by an oaf? An oaf can't be a roveya. It is an anatomical, physical impossibility. So if an oaf is a nirva, do we assume that the two psulim go hand in hand or not? And then right before the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to discuss, once the fire of the Mizbeach takes hold, even those things that normally that when they come off the Mizbeach you'd leave them off and you would not be send them back, but once the fire took hold of them, they've already burnt partially on the Mizbeach and they've come off, then you would throw them back on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara is going to prove going to have two different versions of that statement depending on which part of the or which Mishnah that statement is going on, and we're going to compare them, and we're probably not going to get to the Mishnah on Amud Beis today. So let's begin three lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hashochet Behema Balayla Bifnim. If a person shechts a behema at night, which you're not allowed to do, you don't do shechit in the Beis HaMikdash at night, and he does in the Beis HaMikdash, Vehel Abachot, and then he's Mala, the Evarim of the behema, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Chayiv, he's Chayiv, if he did it B'mezid Kares, if he did it B'shogig, he's Chayiv Karban Chatas, for being Mala Evarim Bechot. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a behema that shechted Balayla is totally possible, and the Mizbeach is not Mekadish it at all, nevertheless, you're still going to be Chayiv for Maila B'chutz. Rashi explains that you don't need to say about those things that the Halach is im Alu Lo Yerdu, then obviously you're going to be Chayiv for being Maila B'chutz, because you see that it has some level of Kedusha, because anything that's any psul that's Neskabel Bifnim is im Alu Lo Yered, that meaning that's an indication that it's Neskabel Bifnim, that if it goes up, we leave it there. But even Nishchet Belaila, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Imol Satereid, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's so not Kadosh, and it's so not Niskabel, that even if it went up on the Mizbech, you got to take it down from the Mizbech. Even such a thing, if you're Mala B'chutz, you're going to be Chayiv. So that is the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, that even though you Shechted it Belaila, where it's already very, very Pasul, you're still going to be Chayiv for being Mala B'chutz. And the reason is, Shalotei B'chutz, the Iker Isra of being Mala B'chutz is when you shecht it B'chutz. Well, guess what? When you shecht an animal B'chutz, it's also really, really possible. So why should this be any worse? So even though a behema that shechted B'chutz, the Mizbeach would not be Mekadesh such a behema, so too, behema that shechted B'layla, Bifnim, and then you were Motzi it L'chutz and you were Mala it, you're going to be Chayiv for being Mala Evarim B'chutz. Even though the behema is not Royalist Kadesh, is not Roy to be makriv on the Mizbeach at all. Meaning that's the shita of the, when we say that if you shechted b'chutz, you're chayiv for being mala b'chutz, that's actually a machlokas. The Gemara is taking it for granted, it's actually a machlokas. That is the shita. shita of the Chachamim on Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yossi Aglili happens to disagree over there, and he holds that once the behema has become pasul through Shchitas Chutz, so you're not going to be chayiv on Ha'ala'a anymore. It's already going to be pasul. It's not Ru'uya La Krava Bifnim. So the Torah is only chayiv when you're Malah B'chutz if the Shchita was done Bifnim, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So the Gemara over there says that the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yossi that even if you're Shochet Bifnim and you're Malah B'chutz, guess what? The carbon had become pasul anyway. Because once you bring it B'chutz, it becomes pasul. So don't tell me that if you shecht it b'chutz, it's no longer subject to being malah b'chutz, because by shechting it b'chutz, you've ruined it. Even if you shecht it b'fnim, you've ruined it. As soon as you bring it b'chutz, even before you're ever malah it b'chutz, there's a psul yotze. So elamai, as long as you did a proper shechita, bein b'fnim, bein b'chutz, it's going to be subject to halah b'chutz. And that's the shita that our Gemara is assuming like. So now the Gemara challenges Rabbi Yochanan. So again, Rabbi Yochanan is one that said that even though you did the shechita belaila bifnim, you're still going to be chayiv for halah b'chutz. So Mas Rav Chiya Baravin asks from a brisa, hashochet of bifnim. If a person shechts an oaf, now you're not supposed to shecht an oaf in the azara. You're supposed to do malikas ha'oaf ba'azara. But a person did shechita on an oaf in the azara umala b'chutz, and then he brings the evarim to be makter them outside of the azara. So pater, he's pater for being mala b'chutz, because that oaf was never ra'ui la kravas panim, because it didn't have a malika, it had a shechita. Shachat b'chutz u'mal b'chutz chayiv. But if you shecht the oaf b'chutz, where outside of the Beis HaMikdash, the only way to properly kill an oaf is through shechita, and then you're mal b'chutz, then you are going to be chayiv for the shechita's chutz and for the halos chutz. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the kasha is, why would the b'risa pater someone who shechts b'fnim and is mal b'chutz? Neima lote p'chusa mishochet u'mal b'chutz. Shouldn't we say the same svara? That just like if you shochet oaf b'chutz and you're mala, you're chayiv on the halah, even though the oaf is not royal akrava. After all, you did shchut echutz on it. So too, we should be mechayiv when you're shochet an oaf b'fnim and you're mala b'chutz. I know you're not supposed to do shchita b'fnim, but so what? So it's possible. Okay, but we see that you're chayiv on halah b'chutz, even on that which is pasul. So apparently we don't say such a svara. We don't say lote p'chusamei. Apparently we don't give us such a svara. So against Rabbi Yochanan. So says Gemara Tiyufta that it's taka ekasha on Rabbi Yochanan. The Tosos raises the question. Tosos Dibra Maskalo. Why does the Gemara ask on Rabbi Yochanan from the Brisa? We have there's a Tana that holds like Rabbi Yochanan, because we're going to see on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph that the Shita of Rabbi Shimon is that if you're shochet belaila umala b'chus, you are chayiv, meaning exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. It appears in a brisa. It's the shita of Rabbi Shimon. So you're going to slug up Rabbi Yochanan from brisa. Rabbi Yochanan very simply could say any brisa that goes against him, Rabbi Shimon, right? That goes like, or he has Rabbi Shimon that meaning I hold like Rabbi Shimon. That brisa is not like Rabbi Shimon. So Tosas answers that Rabbi Yochanan saying his chiddush within shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, he didn't have to say the svara of lote p'chusam mishochet b'chutz umala b'chutz, and it should be no different than when you shecht b'chutz. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, you're chayiv because it's a ra'ui b'fnim. Rabbi Shimon holds that a mizbeach is mekadesh even that which is nishchat b'layla, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan's whole chiddush is that even though the mizbeach is not mekadesh that which is nishchat b'layla, meaning shitas Rabbi Yehuda, nevertheless you're still going to be chayiv from mala b'chutz. So his whole chiddush is within shitas Rabbi Yehuda, not within shitas Rabbi Shimon. So anyway, the Gemara says Iba Yasema, or perhaps we could be Miyashev Rabbi Yochanan, that Shchitas Hof Bifnim, Miktal Katle, Shechting Hof Bifnim, it's a totally different category. It's not a Shchita. It's like it would be the same as clubbing the oaf over the head. There's no Shchita of an oaf in the Azara at all. Not on Chulin, not on Kachim. So therefore, when you Shecht an oaf Kachim Bifnim, and you're Malo B'chutz, that you're going to be Pater on the nala. But shchitas laila is kosher if it were bechulin. So therefore, even when it comes to shchitas kachim, we don't treat it like a hariga. We don't treat it like you just clubbed it over the head. It's a shchita psula. So as a shchita psula, that has an advantage over that which is not a shchita at all. So when you shecht something belayla, so it's a shchita. It's just a pasla shchita. So it's still subject to halacha b'chutz. But when you shecht an oaf bifnim, that's like you clubbed it over the head. That's not a shechita at all, and therefore it's no longer subject to Allah b'chut. Period. So now the Gemara says a chiddush of Ula. Amar Ula, emurei kachim kalim shehelon lefnei zrikas damin. You take the emurim of kachim kalim, you bring it on the mizbech before you zorik the dam, which is jumping the gun. You're supposed to be zorik the dam first and then bring the emurim on the mizbech. Lo yardu. You don't take them off on the mizbech, even though these emurim were not yet destined in the Gavoa, because before the Zrikas Adam, they're not subject to Me'ila yet. They're not really the property of Gavoa. At least that's true when it comes to Kachim Kalim. Kachim Kalim, before the Zrikas Adam, there's no Me'ila on their Emurim. We learn from a Pasuk. Pasuk says, Nefesh Kisimul Malch V'chata B'shkaga Mikache Hashem, that Kache Kachim that are Me'uchad L'shem, they have Me'ila, not Kachim Kalim. But once you have Zrikas Adam, then there's a mi'ila even on kachim kalim, which we derive from the pasuk called chelav la'Hashem, that even kachim kalim after zrikas dam are subject to mi'ila. So why is it that even though it's not yet subject to mi'ila and you're supposed to wait for the zrikas dam, we say lo yardu, you leave them on the mizbech, nasu lachmo shel mizbech, the mizbech is mekadesh them, that they become the lechem ha-mizbech, meaning normally the zrikas dam would be mekadesh, but you put it on the mizbech, so the mizbech was mekadesh, so you leave it on the mizbech. So the Gemara is going to bring three rayas to Ula. Raya number one, Amar Rabbi Zera, Afanana mitanina. We have a brisa in yesterday's daf that Rabbi Shimon said that an ola that shechted belayla shnishbach dam of shiatz adam chutz l'klayim, or that had its dam spill out, or the dam went outside of the azara. So it says Torah saola. So we're marbe Torah achas l'kol ha'olan. That in all those cases im alu lo yardu. So apparently, even when the dam had spilled out before you were ever malad the emurim, so you never got to do zrikas dam, nor will you ever get to do zrikas dam. Dam is all gone. We still say if the emurim went on the mizbeach, they become kadosh and they're lo yardu. So now we understand the raya to Ula Uma Hasam. In a case where the dam is gone, dimbal lizrok ein lizrok. If you wanted to do the zrika, you couldn't even possibly do the zrika. It's not there. So amrit emol lo yardu. Nevertheless, we're going to say the mizbech is mekadesh the emurim. Leave the emurim on the mizbech. Hacha, in the case where you just haven't yet done the zrika, dimbal lizrok zorek, where if you want to go do the zrika, you still have the possibility of doing the zrika because the blood is still here. So lo kolshkein, all the more so that the mizbech should be mekadesh the emurim. Meaning, even when zrika is it's a foregone conclusion that zrika can never happen, we're still going to say that the mizbeach is mekadesh the emurim. So certainly, when the zrika just hasn't yet happened, we're going to say that the mizbeach is mekadesh the emurim. So says Gemara, it's not a rayaf to Ula, because tirgama akotche kachim. Maybe that old Bryce is only talking about kotche kachim, where it has kedusha saguf even before the zrika is done. So therefore, we'll say that yeah, if the dam spilled out, you're going to leave it on the mizbeach because it has kedusha saguf. But kachim kalim that don't have kedusha saguf until you do the zrika is done, it could be that Rabbi Shimon is going to be moda that if the dam spills out, the mizbeach is not going to be mekadesh. Now Tosfos writes that the din of Ula that the mizbeach is mekadesh emurim that went up before the zrikas dam is even according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds that mizbeach is not mekadesh a korban that's nishbach damo. Meaning the Gemara is bringing a raya. Afana nami tanina is a brisa that's recording the shita of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with this old brisa. So Tosfos on page says that the din of Ula that the Mizbeach is Mekadesh the Emurim before the Zrikas Dam is not only within Rabbi Shimon, it's even within the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that the Mizbeach is not Mekadesh a Korban that where the Dam spilled out, because there's a difference between them. When the Dam spilled out, there's nothing left to be Zorek, but over here the Dam is still Kayim, the Dam is still around, and therefore the Mizbeach will be Mekadesh it. So then what kind of Raya are we bringing? So says Tosfos, even though Rabbi Zera Torah brings a raya to Ula from the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, who holds that the Mizbeach is Mekadesh HaKarban even after the dam had spilled out. So you can't necessarily say, just because we're bringing a raya from the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, that Ula's talking within Rabbi Shimon, and that Rabbi Yehuda would disagree with Ula's din. Because Ula's only saying that from Rabbi Shimon we could prove the din of Ula with the Kal V'Chomer, that if Nishbach Adam, the Mizbeach is being Mekadesh, Kol Shekein, when the dam is still around, the Mizbeach is going to be Mekadesh. But that's just as far as the proof goes. But as far as what he really holds, so Ula's saying his din even within the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Kal V'Chomer itself, in the Sefer Taras HaKodesh, he says, I don't understand the Kal V'Chomer, meaning in Rashi we're going to see later in this daf that it's Pashut that the Mizbeach is not Mekadesh Balei Chayim that are kosher. Why is it Pashut that the Mizbeach would not be Mekadesh, a Balei Chay, a living kosher animal? Because you could take it down, shecht it, and it could still get back on the Mizbeach. So apparently, that which you still have some way to be Mesakein, that if you were to take it down from the Mizbeach, you could still, it still has hope. There's still something you could do to then bring it back up on the Mizbeach. We are more likely to tell you to take down. Meaning, it's something that once you take it down is never going back up. We're more likely to tell you, leave it there. So what kind of Kal V'Chomer? When it's Nishbach Adam, what was the Kal V'Chomer? That if when Nishbach Adam we leave it on the Mizbeach, then Kal V'Chomer, when it's not Nishbach Adam, we just haven't done the Zrika yet. No, it's not a Kal V'Chomer at all. When it's Nishbach Adam, once I take it down, it's never going back up because there's never going to be a Zrika's Dam. But if I have the Dam, I just didn't do the Zrika yet. So why don't we say, take it down, do the Zrika, and then put it back up on the Mizbeach. A very, very strong kasha. He doesn't have an answer. But okay, so now says Gemara, Raya number two, to the Shita of Ula. Again, the Shita of Ula is that if you, that Emurim of Kachim Kalim, that were put on the Mizbeach prematurely, before you did the Zrika Stam, leave them on the Mizbeach. So we have a Braisa, that a Korban Pesach and a Korban Chatos, that a Shechted Shalol Lishma, and then you brought the Emurim on the Mizbeach, you leave those on the Mizbeach. So the Braisa assumes that we're going to be Machshir, or the Gemara assumes that the Braisa is going to be Machshir to leave it on the Mizbeach, even if the Dam has spilled out. Sorry, Pesach to Kachim Kalamu. So the rejection of the previous Raya was, no, maybe that's only by Kachim Kachim that we say if the Dam has spilled out on the floor, the Dam is already gone and it's spilled out, that you leave it on the Mizbeach because it has Kedush Sankof anyway. But Kachim Kalam is going to be different. No, but we say it about Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is Kachim Kalim. And yet we're still going to say that even if the Dam is Nishbach, you leave it on the Mizbeach. So there's no Kedush Sakuf on these Emurim. And nevertheless, when the Dam spills out and you brought the Emurim on the Mizbeach is Mekadesh it. So don't you see, like Ula, that Emurim of Kachim Kalim that were brought before the Zrikas Dam are Niskadesh? So Tirgum HaBishalol Lishman. So no, the din that it says in the Braisa, that a Pesach that becomes Pasul, and you bring the Emurim on the Mizbeach, that you leave them there, that's only about the psul of Shalol Lishmo. That's where we say the Mizbeach is Mekadesh the Emurim. But if Nishbach Adam before the Emurim were brought on the Mizbeach, that's not what the Braisa is talking about. If it was Nishbach Adam, then it could be that the Mizbeach is not Mekadesh it, and you do have to take it off of the Mizbeach, meaning the premise is incorrect. You're trying to bring a Raya, oh, you see, by Korban Pesach, even though it's Kachim Kalim, when it's Nishbach Adam, you leave it on the Mizbeach. The answer is, no, you don't. That's why the Braisa never said that. It just said that Shalol Lishmo, you leave it on the Mizbeach. But if Nishbach Adam, you would not leave it on the Mizbeach. So now Raya number three to Ula, Tanan. We have our Mishnah. V'kulon sha'alu chayin l'gabi Mizbeach yerdu. Any animal that was brought alive onto the Mizbeach, you bring it down from the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is not Mekadesh living animals. So why is it that the Mizbeach is not Mekadesh a living animal? The reason the Mizbeach is not Mekadesh apparently is because it is a living animal. Hashchutin lo yardu. But the implication is that had it been a shechted animal, you'd leave it on the Mizbeach. My love, isn't that indicating that regardless of what type of carbon it is, whether it's kachim kachim or kachim kalim, the only reason you have to take it down is because it's alive. But had it been shechted already, even though that's all you did with it, you didn't do zrika yet, all you did was shechita, nevertheless you leave it on the Mizbeach, and isn't that a raya to Ula, the kachim kalim that are brought on the Mizbeach before the Zrika, you leave it on the Mizbeach? So says Gemara, no, you can't be make such a diuk. Hashchutin mehen yardu mehen lo yardu. The diuk should not be, oh, if it's alive, you take it off the Mizbeach, implying that any shchutin you would leave on the Mizbeach. No, the implication is, had it been a shchutin, then we'd have to assess. Is it kachim kachim? Is it kachim kalim? If it's kachim kachim, you leave it on the Mizbeach. If it's kachim kalim, you take it off of the Mizbeach. Frakti Gemara, but v'akulan katani. It says that any type of carbon that was brought alive on the Mizbeach comes down, and therefore shouldn't the diuk be that any type of carbon that's brought shechted on the Mizbeach, even without Zrikas Dam, and even if it's kachim kalim, that you would leave on the Mizbeach? So says Gemara, no, it's not a good diuk. It could be that if you did shechita on kachim kalim and you didn't do Zrika, that you take it off of the Mizbeach. Kulam achayin. The word kulam is only going on the live animals, because every single live animal that you bring on the Mizbeach comes down. But the diuk is not going on the word v'kulan. When you're medayik, but had it been a shechted animal, it doesn't mean every shechted animal stays on the Mizbeach. So it says more pshita. It's a davar pashut, though, that living animals that are brought on the Mizbeach should be brought down. After all, and this is what Rashi explains, as Rashi alluded to before, they're kashula hakrava. So, of course, take them down. Because take them down, do a shechita, do a zrika, do everything right, and bring them right back up. Bring them back up the way you're supposed to. So if you have an opportunity to take them down and then do it right and bring them right back, of course you would do that. You wouldn't leave something on the Mizbeach if you could still salvage it. So says Gemara, li'olam achayin. When it says the word v'kulan, it's telling us really about living animals. That any living animal that was brought on the Mizbeach, you have to bring down. But it's not talking about kashra living animals, because then you're right, there would be no chiddush. Obviously, if it's kasher to be used as a carbon, and you walked it up the ramp of the Mizbeach, and it walks onto the, obviously you would take it down, and you would do the whole carbon. No, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about that it has a mum, and it's ineligible to be used as a carbon. So once it comes down, it stays down, and nevertheless, you got to take it down. Ubedukin shaba'ayin. We're talking about that it has a type of mum in the eye. V'alibid Rabbi Akiva da'amar im alu lo yardu. And we're going like the sheet of Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah that holds that a behema that has such a mum that's brought on the Mizbeach, you leave on the Mizbeach, because such a mum would be, meaning Rabbi Akiva was always looking for anything that has any hechsher anywhere, so it will at least be, even in a case where it's pasul, it will at least be a malul lo yardu. So he says that a dukin shaba'ayin, that type of mum, even though it's pasul's a behema, but it wouldn't passel an oaf. So since it would be kosher, had it been an oaf, so therefore at least by a behema, it's going to be a malo lo yardu. We're going to leave it on the Mizbeach. So that's why the Tan has to tell me that even Rabbi Akiva who holds that a behema that's a balmum, that was brought as a korban, you leave it on the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is mekadishit. That's only after it's been shechted. If you walk it up the Mizbeach and it's got dukin shabayin, get it off of the Mizbeach. That's the chiddush. That even Rabbi Akiva, who allows certain balimumin, like dukin shabayin, that's only once it's shechted. But if it's alive, then there's no way you're going to be allowed to leave it on the Mizbeach. Of course, you're going to have to take it down from the Mizbeach. So from this Gemara, the Mishnah of Kulan Shaluchayin Legabi Mizbeach Yardu, right, the Mishnah that said that anything that was brought alive on the Mizbeach has to come down, could be explained in one of two ways. Either that the Mishnah is talking about Kashra Karbanos, and the Chiddush is from the Diuk, that it's only if they were brought alive they come down. But if they were brought Shechter on the Mizbeach, even before the Zrika Saddam, leave them on the Mizbeach. Even though they're Kachim Kalim, you get to leave them on the Mizbeach. Meaning, either this Mishnah is telling me Ula, and it's a good raya to Ula, that even kachim kalim that were brought before the Zrikas Dam, you can leave them there. Or if you don't like saying that this Mishnah is a raya to Ula, because you want to be docha the raya to Ula, so then you could say that this Mishnah is talking about an animal that's a balmum, it has dukin shaba'ayin, so therefore when you bring it up on the Mizbeach, alive, you're going to have to take it down. The chiddush is that even though the Mizbeach is mekadesh, such a balmum, after it's shechted, it's not going to be mekadesh it while it's alive. So the Tzon Kachim just points out that the Bartanura explains the Mishnah the second way, the way we just said, like that it's going like Rabbi Akiva, and it's Dukin Shabayin, and the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though a Baal Mizbeach will be Mekadish Baal Mum, but it's not going to be Mekadish Baal Mum while it's still alive, so the Tzon Kachem says, but why? Why would the Bar Tanur explain like the second way? The only reason we came up with the second interpretation of the Mishnah is so that we don't have a Raya to Ula. So the Mishnah is not a Raya to Ula, but we pass like Ula. So if we pass like Ula, so then the Pasha Pshat of the Mishnah should be the correct Pshat, meaning the first way of interpreting the Mishnah should be the correct way of understanding it. That the Mishnah is talking about a regular Karsha Karban, and it's and the Chiddush is the Diuk, that only if it was brought alive on the Mizbeach it comes down. But if it was brought Shechted on the Mizbeach, even though it's Kachem Kalim, and even though you didn't do Zrikas Dam, you leave it on the Mizbeach. So that's the Kasha he asks on the Bar Tanura. Why would the Bar Tanura, when he's explaining the Mishnah, explain the Mishnah like this Dechia? It's only a Dechia. We paskin like Ula anyway. So why not say it the more simple way? So the Mara Cohen explains, because it's more mistaver that the chiddush of the Mishnah is about the etzem adin rather than it about being the diuk. Meaning the second way, the way we're explaining it now, is that the chiddush of the Mishnah is that when it's the Mishnah said if you bring it alive on the mizbeach you take it down. According to the way we're saying it now, the second way of explaining the Mishnah is that's the chiddush. That even though it has a mum when it was brought on the mizbeach, if it's brought alive on the mizbeach, you bring it down. So as opposed to the other way, the first way of explaining it is that, no, there's no chiddush that if you bring it alive on the Mizbeach, you bring it down. The chiddush was the diuk that you wanted to make. Hashchutin, but had it been shechted, even without a zrika, even though it's kachem kalim, you'd leave it on the Mizbeach. We'd rather say a chiddush that's in the actual words of the Mishnah, rather than a chiddush that's in the diuk of the Mishnah. Okay, so says Gemara, b'mayu kimta. How did we explain this Mishnah of bringing the live animal on the Mizbeach, that you bring it down? Bipsulin, that it's talking about a carbon that's pasul, that's a balmum, right? That's how we explained to make it that the Mishnah is not a raya to ula. So you're making a kimta that the Mishnah is talking about a balmum. Ema seifa, but now how are you going to explain the seifa of the Mishnah? V'chein ola sha'olso chayel rosh ha'mizbeach teirid. An ola that's brought alive on the Mizbeach, bring it right down. Shchata b'rosh ha'mizbeach, but if you didn't, and you shechted it b'rosh ha'mizbeach, so what do? Yafshit v'ninateich b'mekoma. You do hefshet v'nituach. You continue doing all the avodas of a carbonola. You skin it and you cut it to the proper pieces. V'ipsula. But if we're talking about a balmum, that's a pasul of carbon, bas hefshet v'nituachi. You're gonna do hefshet v'nituach on a balmum. V'nitach osa amrachmana osak sheira v'lo psula. Pasuk says you only do hefshet v'nituach on a kasher carbonola, not on a pasul of carbonola. So how can you possibly say that Mishnah is talking about a balmum? The Mishnah can't be talking about a balmum because the next line in the Mishnah says that if you then shechted an ola on top of the mizbeach, you do have shet v'nituach. So it says Gemara, yeah, seifas on the ksheira. Once we start talking about a carbonola and doing have shet v'nituach, that's about a ksheira. That's not about a balmum. That's talking about a ksheira. Umay kamashmalan, what's the chiddush then? It's pashut that if it's a kashra carbonola that you shechted on top of the mizbeach, of course you can do have shet v'nituach. So answers Gemara, no, the chiddush is d'yei shechted Hefshet v'nituach b'rosh ha'mizbeach, that you're allowed to do the hefshet v'nituach on the top of the mizbeach. Meaning, if you violated the halacha and you shechted a kashra behema b'rosh ha'mizbeach, I would have thought you need to get it off of the mizbeach to do hefshet v'nituach, because that's where hefshet v'nituach is normally done. So the chiddush of the sefer was kashra karban, that you shechted on the mizbeach, which you were not supposed to do, you can now do hefshet v'nituach on top of the mizbeach. You don't have to bring it down from the mizbeach, even though, as Rashi points out, you wouldn't lose anything by bringing it down from the mizbeach, because if you brought it down from the mizbeach and you did hefshet v'nituach, you'd be able to bring it right back up to burn it. So you wouldn't lose anything. So it's a chiddush that you're allowed to leave it on the mizbeach, even though you could bring it down and you'd be able to bring it right back up on the mizbeach. Right? This is how Rashi ends. Sense that when we say Yeshef Shemitoch Rosh Mizbeach, we're saying that you don't need to bring it down. You're allowed to leave it on the Mizbeach. Of course, if you wanted to bring it down, great. That would be fine, right? That's how Rashi understands. The Rambam writes in Psulei Mekdashim, Perikimel Alach Gimel, Umnei Malo Yorid Hakol Elo Yafshit Vina Teach Barosh Hamizbeach Shekol Aroy Liishim Im Olo LeRosh Hamizbeach Lo Yered Shnemer Kol Anogev Hamizbeach Yikdash. The Rambam understands not that you don't need to bring it down, but that you may not bring it down from the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is Mekadesh, that which is kosher. So if you shechted the carbonola Barosh HaMizbeach, you're not allowed to bring it down. You have to do the Hefshet V'nituach Barosh HaMizbeach. Fundamental machlokas, Rashi and the Rambam. So now the Gemara asks weiter, Uleman diyamar ein Hefshet V'nituach Barosh HaMizbeach Ma'ikle Meimar. What if you hold ein Hefshet V'nituach Barosh HaMizbeach and that you have to bring it down? So then what are you going to say? How are you going to explain the Mishnah that allows doing Hefshet V'nituach Barosh HaMizbeach? Meaning, what's going on? If you're not allowed to, how come the Mishnah is saying you should do it? So hacham ma'eskinon, kon shalois the Mishnah is talking about a case, according to this Shita, that the Mishnah must be talking about a case where it was brought on the Mizbeach, it was kosher, and then after it was shechted, you did the Zrikas Adam, it became pasul. So if that's the case, you're allowed to do Hefshet V'nituach Barosh HaMizbeach, because if you were to bring it down, you wouldn't be able to bring it back up. So the Shita that holds Ein Hefshet V'nituach Barosh HaMizbeach is talking about a carbon kosher where everything is still kosher. So yeah, if everything is still kosher, don't do the Hefshet V'nituach there, bring it down, do the Hefshet V'nituach and bring it back up. But if it became puzzle, where that's not going to be an option, once you bring it down, it's never going to go back up, then we'll allow Hefshet V'nituach Barosh HaMizbeach. V'Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, it's going like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Da'amar, Kivin Shenizrik Adam, V'Hurtza Basar Shah Achas. Once you did the Zrikas Adam and everything was good, and at that moment the Basar was ratwi to be burnt on the Mizbeach, and only then a psul came up, Yavshitena V'Ora L'Kohanim. You could do the Hefshet and the Or will go to the Kohanim. And therefore, if it became possible when it was Barosh HaMizbeach, where the Mizbeach was Mekadesh already, don't bring it down. Do the Hefshet V'nituach Barosh HaMizbeach. So it says Gemara, if that's true, that the Mishnah is talking about an Ola that became possible, the Ela de Katani, that which the Tosefta says about an Ola that was brought alive to the top of the Mizbeach and was shechted there, Ketzarosa, so it says, what do you do with it? Mordes HaKrevayim Lamata, you bring down the intestines from the Mizbeach, umadichan, and you rinse off the intestines from any perish, from any of the waste product that's there. Well, lamali. Well, if we're talking about a pasul of karban, right, that a psul happened, why would you need to rinse off the krevayim that you bring off of the Mizbeach? Because you're not going to be able to bring it back up on the Mizbeach anyway. It's pasul. Meaning the only reason you're doing Hefshet V'nituach Barosh HaMizbeach is because you can't take it off of the Mizbeach. Once you take it off of the Mizbeach, it's not coming back. So how come we're saying you could take the krevayim off of the Mizbeach and rinse them off? So it says Gemara, because Hechinavit, what do you want us to do? Nekrevinu b'pritayu, you want us to be makrev the behema with the peresh, with this gross stuff that's inside. Hakrevayu nelefachasecha, yertzcha yisapanecha. The Navi Malachi tells us, you have to think, before you bring anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, would you bring such a thing to your governor with all this waste product, with all this grossness? Of course not. So you can't leave it on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara explains, No, I get why it needs to come off on the Mizbeach. I'm asking why we're rinsing it. It's not going back up. So why bother washing it? Says, because let's say another Kohen sees it. He sees this Kervayim and he's going to say, Oyvei, this belongs on the Mizbeach. And he's going to go bring it on the Mizbeach. And that's going to be a problem because he's going to bring something gross on the Mizbeach. So he rinses it off in case the Kohen makes a mistake and brings it back up on the Mizbeach. Says, so we're going to go and rinse it off, which is more likely to lead Kohanim to think it belongs on the Mizbeach. And then it's going to be maybe the day Takala that they're going to go bring it on the Mizbeach. Says, yeah, that's the lesser risk. We don't want the Kervayim to be munach like a nevela with this waste product in it. That would be a bizoyon kachim, and we'd rather not facilitate such a bizoyon kachim. So Amr Abchir Barabba Boy Rabbi Yochanan Emuri Kachim Kalim Shalom Lefnezrikas Daman Yerdu Olo Yerdu. The Emurim of Kachim Kalim that you, meaning our case, that of Ula's case, you have Emurim of Kachim Kalim that you brought in the Mizbech, but you hadn't yet done the Zrikas Adam. Do you take them off the Mizbech or do you leave them there? So Amr Le Rabbi Yami Vitibayulach Mi'ila. Why didn't you ask the question about whether they're subject to Mi'ila or not? Meaning, is the fact that they're on them, normally it's only subject to Mi'ila once you do Zrika. But is putting it on the Mizbech just as good as far as making it subject to Mi'ila? So Amr Le Mi'ila Lo Kami Bali. I have no shailas about Mi'ila. Dizriku Hu Dekavala B'Mi'ila. Clearly, only Zrika Saddam, when it comes to Kachem Kalim, will make it subject to Mi'ila. Ki Kami Bali, you read them. My only shaila is, do you leave it on the Mizbech or not? Upashit, and the answer was, Lo Yardu, you do leave it on the Mizbech, Ve'ein Be'a Mi'ila, but it is not subject to Mi'ila, because it never had a Zrikas Adam yet. So therefore, it's not yet subject to Mi'ila. L'chor, that's a huge chiddush, right? Because the din that it's not Yard from the Mizbech, L'chor, is because it has Kedusha already. So that's the same din that should make it subject to Mi'ila. So to say that it's not going to be subject to Mi'ila, but yes, leave it on the Mizbeach is a very, very big chiddush. So Briska Rav explains that the chisaron of is not because it's not kachim and therefore it doesn't have Mi'ila. The chisaron is that there's not nisbar chelik kavoa yet, and therefore the fact that lo yerdu is because it's very holy. But the fact that it's not subject to Mi'ila is because it's not yet nisbar chelik kavoa, and that's a different din. That there are two triggers for these two different dinim, one for lo yerdu and one for the Isra of Mi'ila. Rav Nachum Yitzchak Masni Hachi. Rav Nachum Yitzchak had the conversation in the following way. That Amar Rabbi Barabba Boy Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan's original Shaila was about Mi'ila. That Emuri Kachim Kalim Shaila Fnei Zrikas Daman, Yesh Ben Mi'ila Olo. That he wanted to know, if you bring it on the Mizbech before the Zrikas Adam, does it have Mi'ila? So Amar Rabbi Yami, V'tibay Lach Yirida, and he asked him, why don't you ask about whether you should be murdered from the Mizbech? Amar Le Yirida Lo Kami Bayli, Nasalach Mashal Mizbech. No, for sure you leave it on the Mizbech. Ki Kami Bayli, Mi'ila. My question is subject to Mi'ila yet. Upashirachi, and the response was still the same. Lo yerdu, vein be Mi'ila. You do leave it on the Mizbech, it is not subject to Mi'ila. Ve'elu lo haya psulan. So we said Rabbi Kiva was makshir bebali mumin. That Rabbi Kiva says that a balmum that was brought in the Mizbech, you get to leave it there. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan lo hichshir Rabbi Kiva al beduk and shaba'ayin holuk sheirin ba'ofos. The only type of mum that Rabbi Kiva would say, once it's on the Mizbech, leave it there, is the kind of mum that would not passel an oaf. But if we're mechusar Ever, which would possibly even an oath, then Rabbi Akiva would say im olu yerdu. And also it has to be that you were makdish it before it ever had the mum. And Rabbi Akiva would say that if it was an olas, if you were makdish in a keva as a carbon ola, so it was never really eligible to be an ola. And therefore it says if it had a mum before you were ever makdish it, so such a thing would never be allowed to stay on the Mizbeach. By Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the following shayla, yesh nirba ba'ofos o ein nirba ba'ofos? Is there a psul of nirva by an oaf? So mi amir min abeim alotzias raveya va nirba, kalecha disi baraveya isi b'nirba, kalecha lesa baraveya lesa b'nirba. Do we say that the dinim of roveya and nirva are tali zebazeh? So since an oaf can never be a roveya, anatomically it just can't, so then therefore it can't be a nirva, odilma hare nevda ba'avera. Or do we say, well, it had raveya happened to it, and therefore it doesn't belong on the Mizbeach. So I'm a rabbi, Toshma. Rabbi Akiva makshir b'bali mumin. Rabbi Akiva is makshir by bali mumin. V'misa nachshir nami b'nirba. But if Rabbi Akiva also allows a nirba to stay on the Mizbech, why didn't he say that? Hol v'kasher ba'ofos. After all, the reason he allows bali mumin is because it's kasher ba'ofos, that doken shabayin is kasher for an oaf. So why doesn't he say the same thing by nirba? So shema mina, it must be that it's not okay by an oaf. That a nirba is not okay by an oaf. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Nami Tanina. We have a braisa that says like this. Ha'nirba v'amukta v'aneved v'esna Chitznon, Umchir, Vitumtum, Vandroganus, Kulan Metam Begadim Abes Ablia. All of them are subject to the psul of Nevelis of Tahar. So you see that it's by an oath. So Shema Mina. So we see from this brisa that yeah, Nirba applies even when it comes to an oath. So because Nirba is not a psul in Chulin, it's only a psul when it comes to a kachim. So you see that it applies even to an oath. Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim. Then we said Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim says, oh, I remember my father wouldn't allow balimum on the mizbeach. He was docha balimum from the mizbeach. So says my kamashma. He's just repeating the sheet of the Tanakama. Tanakama also disagreed with Rabbi Akiva and said that balimum don't belong on the mizbeach. So Iba Yisema Maisa Kamashma. Maybe he's trying to tell me a Maisa Rav. Iba Yisema my docha kalachriyad. Or maybe he's saying he wouldn't openly reject it. He would just very quietly remove it from the mizbeach. Kishem Shim Allah. We said just like Imala lo yardu, so too yardu lo yalu. So Amru lo shanu. This idea that if psulim come off from the mizbech, you don't put them back on. Elo shalom moshel behen ho'ur av moshel behen ho'ur yalu. But if they already were taken by the fire and then they came off, you put them back on. Rav Mari masni aresha. Rav Mari taught that in connection to our mishnah. Rabbi Chanina misura masni asefa. Rabbi Chanina misura taught this same din with regard to a mishnah later on that atzamos vagidin vakarnayim vatalpayim the hooves and the horns bismanchem chubarn when they're attached to the behema yalu they go with the behema on the mizbech but parshu once they're separate from the rest of the behema lo yalu you don't put them on the mizbech and on that amar ula lo shanu ela shalom mashal ben aur that's only if the fire didn't take hold of them yet avu mashal ben aur yalu but if the fire did take hold of them you put them back on the fire so man demasni asefa if that statement that you put them back on the fire once it's mashal ben aur was said about the hooves and the horns and everything so kol shkein aresha all the more so when it talks about the evarim of an ola and the emurim which are ra'ui lahaktara had they not been possible but aman demasni aresha if you're going to say it about the evarim and the emurim aval asef alav b'nei haktara ninu you're not necessarily going to say that to put the hooves and the horns back on the mizbeach so maybe you would not quite go that far okay Be'ez Hashem tomorrow we'll pick up with the mishnah on the bottom of Pehei Amud Beis. Have a great day, everybody.